The kidnapping of 16 American missionaries and one Canadian in Haiti underlines the power that criminal gangs wield in the country and has many asking where the country's headed. Kidnappings have exploded at an alarming rate amidst the country's political and economic turmoil. Authorities in Haiti have so far remained silent about this abduction. Meanwhile, a nationwide general strike was called today to protest the growing wave of kidnappings. Evans Rumbold is the director of communications for Policite, a public policy think tank in Haiti, and joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
What is the reaction there in Haiti, first of all, to this latest kidnapping of this group of mostly American missionaries?
Well, you know, the kidnapping of boatloads of Americans is a shock to all of us. The same way, you know, boatloads of Haitians have been kidnapped. Our rights have been violated for God knows when, especially for the last 2 years. And like every day we know someone who has been kidnapped. Like I'm in the south of Haiti right now, in the southern part of Haiti. And one of my colleagues who is on the field with me, one of her cousin has been kidnapped like 2 days ago. So yeah, this is a very, very difficult situation for the Haitians and for anyone who is visiting Haiti right now, because we don't know what can happen.
When you last spoke with us in July, you told us that you barely were leaving your house because of the deteriorating security situation. A few months later, has that changed at all for you?
It's getting worse, you know. Now, the south of Haiti, where I am right now, it's like maybe 2 hours or 3 hours by car from Port-au-Prince. Now, we couldn't take the car. We were supposed to drive to go to the south, but we had to take a plane. Because of exactly the situation, and my family, my friends, and my colleagues, they are all saying, "Evans, don't go out." If my friend was kidnapped using my car, because the morning he was kidnapped, he drove me to the airport because I was going to New York, and then the same day at night, he was kidnapped in my car.
I'm curious, living in an environment where this is so commonplace, what do people do when someone's kidnapped? I mean, it occurs to me that there must be sort of a protocol at this point.
Yeah, unless you have really strong ties to the national police, they're not going to contact the police. They're not going to contact the authorities. They're going to wait for the kidnappers to call the family of the person that was kidnapped. They are afraid that someone in the Haitian police may say to the kidnappers that, you know, we have been contacted by the families. And my friend, they asked for like $300,000 to release him. Of course, we didn't have that money, so we had to negotiate. Like, everybody has had to chip in.
Do you ever, given all this, do you ever think about leaving the country?
Well, you know, I've been thinking a lot about it. I think I'm in some sort of denial because I don't want to go. I can count from my close friends, almost all of them have left. And those who stayed, they are thinking of leaving, but there's no way that 11, 12 millions of Haitians are going to leave Haiti and then they're going to be welcoming in a country. So we need to find the solutions for our problems here. So that's why I want to be part of the solution. I don't want to just leave. Not every one of us has the chance to leave.
How hopeful are you that this situation can be brought under control? And what do you think it will take?
Well, I think it will take a lot of courage from a group of Haitians, not the ones that are actually in power, because I don't think they can solve the situation. So we need, of course, a new police force, but also to be able to bring justice. You cannot just decide to erase everything that has happened in Haiti. But we need the police to be vetted. We need the police to be well-trained. And we need more police officers. Of course, you need the political will to do that. And if we don't have the political will, you won't be able to solve the situation.
That's Evans Rumbold with the public policy think tank Policite in Haiti. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.